Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. We are riding with the king, Howard Eskin, set to join us here. And Howard, of course, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. Get ready for game days at McGurk's Lionville. Their newly updated bar is the perfect spot to bring your squad for all the Red October action and to enjoy the birds on Sundays. Well, I'm excited for Red October. The birds, I got to get excited again because this looks like a mess right now. Howard joining us to discuss a debacle down in Tampa Bay. Good afternoon, Howard. How are we doing?
Oh, it couldn't be better. I mean, after that yesterday, so bad, and it was so hot. But it doesn't matter for me. Maybe it's an issue. I counted. I had a bottle of Gatorade, bottle of water, another bottle of water before the game. Went to the restroom once throughout the game, and an hour after I got home, I had three bottles of Gatorade. Drink Gatorade throughout the game, a bottle of Propel, two bottles of water, and I still didn't go to the restroom. I was okay. I mean, I was hot, and I know it was hot for them, but that's not the issue. It's not about me. And Joe, I've got a few bones.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay. Go ahead.
All right, let me start with the first bone. Mm-hmm. Your asinine comment.
Which one?
If New Orleans didn't run into each other, the Eagles would be 1-3.
They would be.
Wait,
it was 3rd and 16.
Wait a minute. They worked on that play, hoping that the play would work.
It's a pick
now,
play.
Even if they don't get 50 yards, they still get 20 yards. And you can't say that they wouldn't have scored. The play worked because they designed that play against that defense.
Sure.
To say they ran. I mean. Players run into each other all the time when you have pick plays and all that. That's part of why you design that.
But that was pretty egregious. You rarely see a player get sprung for 50 yards. It doesn't matter.
You can't say they'd be 1-3 if they didn't run.
They had a 3rd and 16. They had to move the ball all day. They got one play that won that game.
And they would have gotten a first down on that play. All right. So, all right, let's move past that because I know you have other. Oh, and let me just deal. Identity. What's your identity? Look at the NFC. Tell me what teams have identity other than Minnesota.
What team? You don't think the 49ers have an identity?
Baltimore has an identity.
The 49ers aren't that good this year.
The 49ers run the ball down everyone's throat and get receivers wide open. I mean, that's their identity.
They struggle every week.
Howard, they have the second best offensive mind in the NFL, Kyle Shanahan.
But here's the difference with the 49ers. They have a defense that keeps the game close. You know, all these nitwits. Well, you got to run Saquon. They're down 24-0 before. I mean, I didn't even have my second bottle of Gatorade before they were down 24-0.
Why are they down 24-0, Howard?
Because the defense. That's not running. So it's my point. I'm mentioning Saquon Barkley. Oh, you got to run. on Saquon. When you're down that big, how are you going to run the ball? They ran him twice in the first six plays, and Tampa did a good job defensively on stopping him there. He had one big run, and that was the beginning of the second half when they were still down. But listen, Saquon Barkley is an important part of the offense. There's no question. But when you're down that big, you can't run the ball the way you and everybody else wants them to run the ball.
Howard, let me ask you a question.
Hey, listen, they were – let's lay this out. I'm okay. Not defending what they did yesterday. They sucked, all right? We know that they sucked yesterday. Defensively, they were brutal. Offensively – they didn't even have a yard of offense into the second quarter. It was, 24-0 before they got a yard of offense?
Because they're not prepared to start the game. They're the worst first quarter team in the NFL. Howard, I need you to criticize the coach. This is the worst first quarter team in the NFL. How do you excuse that? Every game they come out and they suck in the first quarter. What does this head coach do? Last week you told us, Howard, that the coach is a good coach. Tell me why.
Because I think he's creative.
Creative in how?
Let's go into this a little deeper. The offense. First of all, they got Kellen Moore. So when Kellen Moore does it, when the Eagles offense starts to crank it up, it's Kellen Moore. When they don't, then it's Nick Sirianni. You got to choose here.
What does Sirianni bring to the table? Please tell me.
Well, you heard Jason Kelce last week. The players all will go through a wall for him.
Down the stretch last year, they quit in that playoff game. I don't believe this. This is nonsense, Howard. Well, Howard, this coach brings nothing to the table.
What do you want the coach to do?
I don't know, have some sort of strategy to help them win a football game?
Okay, you fire him. You think another coach is going to make any difference?
Well, there's one that got fired in New England last year. It's the best coach of all time.
He is so overrated. Belichick is such a fraud. You're defending Sirianni and telling me Belichick's overrated.
Belichick,
he's a good coach. I didn't say he wasn't a good coach. He's overrated. He's got a losing record without Tom Brady. He's terrible with evaluation of
talent.
So how's he going to evaluate the players that he needs to put on the field?
All right, I'm going to end the Sirianni discussion with this. Then we can talk about the other issues.
And Belichick's not coming here. Stop it. Right, everybody's got to stop.
That's fine. You're probably right on this. Howard?
I am right.
If Belichick was the head coach, would they be better? Come on.
If who?
If Bill Belichick was the coach of this team right now, would they be better?
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think so, because they still have the same players. You need the quarterback.
He's the best defensive mind in the history of the NFL. They can't tackle. You're telling me they wouldn't be better with him?
No, hold on. I don't think he's the best defensive mind in the history of the NFL. Let's relax here. As a coordinator, he may have been very good with the Giants. But the best defensive mind, they always had a lead with New England. They had Tom Brady. I don't want to hear about Belichick. It's so overdone.
What's overdone is Sirianni's tenure, Howard. This is garbage.
They're three and eight
in their last 11 games. They've been outscored by 92 points.
We like the coordinators, right? We like the coordinators.
Nah, they're fine.
I don't blame them. Jalen, I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts now.
Neither am I.
Okay. The one play that just gnaws at me, it's driving me crazy till this second. All right, it's fourth and about 15 in the fourth quarter. Remember the play where he got sacked?
Yep.
Why did he not throw the ball?
I agree.
Okay, so you just throw it downfield. If they intercept the ball, who cares? You picked up 40 yards because the sack's not going to help you. You might have a chance for your receiver because Ross was downfield very fast. Who knows? He might catch the ball. Might. But what chance do you have if you take the sack? I think he was too worried about throwing an interception in a situation where you shouldn't care about the interception. Throw the ball. His pocket presence now in yesterday's game, he's had some good moments. But he's got to be better. And you can't win without a quarterback. You can't win without a quarterback.
Howard, I agree with you on this. All right, let's spin this forward because this is what matters now. Howard, who's the best quarterback in the division right now?
Wow. Well, you're going to tell me Washington.
Doesn't it look like it?
Four-game sampling size.
82% completion, 3-1. He's had more. He has more scoring drives than incompletions this season.
Okay, so the reality is we would take him over Jalen right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I don't disagree with that. Would you take Baker Mayfield over Jalen right now?
It's pretty close.
Yeah, he's a good decision maker. He's better. Jalen's better, but he's clearly not. Right now, I'm not saying he can't get better. Right now, he's not good enough. And part of that, the offensive line, I don't think Fred Johnson clearly didn't have as good a game as he did when he came in to replace Lane Johnson last week. And then Becton's playing with some kind of cast on his hand, which makes it a little more difficult. But are you telling me that Kellen Moore didn't call quick passing plays, knowing that they were going to come after him? And he had to.
So what do you think? So are you
the receivers couldn't get open?
Or are you thinking Jalen's just holding the ball too quick?
Well,
I
think he's probably holding the ball too much. And is Dotson good enough? Why is Dotson not getting? He just not getting open? I don't have any idea. And granted, they're missing their two top receivers,
right?
So that's you got to kind of look at that a little bit too. But it's clear that everything they do has to be better. And then if the game's close, then you can run Saquon Barkley more. You can do the things that they came into the game. I'm sure they wanted to run him coming into the game. They're just I was really shocked that they played so poorly. And I know it was hot out there, and it's the other team's probably more used to it, and they're losing players because of the heat. But which happens, and I'm sure they hydrated during the week.
Not as much as you did yesterday, though. I mean, that's you got to show them how to hydrate, Howard. That's a lot. That's a lot of liquid.
Balls get sweaty. I'm not out there playing.
I don't know, dog. Cass is out there looking real, like
tired.
Well, crampy. Yeah, somebody who was on the sideline throwing. Howard, did you see that? Who was on the sideline throwing up? There was a report.
That was Reed Blankenship.
They were out there. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, and he left the game because it never came back. And then all the players except for Wilson left the game because of cramps, which is you dehydrate when you have cramps. So that's no excuse. I mean, that's no excuse.
Well, next time they play a hot game, I want you to be the one helping them hydrate. You got to talk to them about, you got to give them the regimen here, Howard.
It's not about me. I'm just, I'm shocked that they played that poorly. And they just went up and down the field. So when you get
marched,
wow, how did that happen?
Yeah, it was not good. Howard,
you know, here's the thing. Yeah. When people are going to look at this the rest of the season, they're not going to, they're going to be out of it. And who is going to run away with anything?
While I think Washington is for real, I don't think they're going to run away. I think this division could be won with 9 or 10 wins.
And I agree with that. And I think the conference, who's going to have the Minnesota, if their defense is really good and Darnold's playing well, but Minnesota may have the most wins. Are you afraid of Minnesota in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. No, I think the winner of the North will have the number one seed, Detroit or Minnesota. That'd be my guess.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about Detroit either. But hey, take this here. You're going to be happy about this.
Okay.
All right. This morning, Joel Embiid lost 25 to 30 pounds.
That's good. That's great, actually.
But he says that every year. And I lost 15 yesterday.
Well, maybe he was in Tampa. Did he tell everyone where he was yesterday? Maybe he's just outside.
He was outside, Joe.
He sweated out.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Howard, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
See, hey, just relax.
I can't relax.
You know, I'm angry just like you are, and I'm disappointed in this team just like everybody is. So, I understand it.
All right, Howard. We'll talk soon. There he goes. Howard Eskin there as we debate the coaching situation. All right, 215-592-9490. Right back to the phones after the break. Reacting to the Eagles' loss yesterday. Your take on what happened. Biggest person to blame. Biggest reason they lost that game. Plus, some audio from Jalen Hurts after the game on Sirianni. This was something else. We'll get to that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's here. The most wonderful time of the year. Football season. And what's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or the gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we discuss, debate, react, scream about yesterday's 33-16 loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up at 1, we'll update you on the Phillies scenarios. I can't wait for this weekend and baseball and the Phillies and the playoffs. I need a distraction from the Eagles. I think I speak for everyone saying, like, get us to right October. Saturday will be game 1 of the Phillies series. We'll go through the possibilities of their three opponents and how today, actually a doubleheader today, is going to affect all that. We'll hit that at 1 o'clock. But Hugh, we've been discussing today a lot with the Eagles. And what was the biggest reason for yesterday's loss? It is our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Sirianni, Hurts, injuries, defense. Hugh, you know I'm coming down on Sirianni. I just don't think they were prepared enough to play yesterday. Sloppy, and it just doesn't feel like they get any competitive advantage from their head coach. Hugh, when you look at yesterday, what's the biggest reason that looked like it did?
I think their coaching is culpable in some of this. I think the defense got complacent. I don't know why, though. Like, you're not that good. You had a great game last week, but you haven't arrived. Jalen Carter was a non-factor yesterday, which kind of blows my mind because here's a guy that last week, they're getting ready to make his bust in Canton. Like, he's getting ready to be, like, he's being talked about in the same breath as Warren Sapp, Jerome Brown.
Yep.
You know, guys like that. And then you come up. You're on the back of a milk carton yesterday. All that, the whole defense was on the back of a milk carton.
Well, the missed tackles. I think Ray Dininger said he charted as 18 missed tackles yesterday. That's Hugh, I know you said something earlier and we got upset at you. I understand your point that the first month of the season is almost like the new preseason. Mm-hmm. You can't miss 18 tackles in week 4.
No, you can't.
18 tackles?
You regressed. We talk about regression and we talk about the quarterback. The quarterback gets the most heat because every time something goes wrong, you follow the money trail. That's natural. And I get that. And I'm not up here trying to absolve him from anything because there were some throws that he could have made that he didn't make. You know, that probably could have changed the game. But if my quarterback is struggling and I know the game got away from him, then you have to pull the game back and try to get him back on the right track by giving him throws that are easy throws to make, situations like that. And they probably did that. Jalen held the ball a little bit longer than he's supposed to. But going into this game, the fact that your defense didn't look – it was the tale of two defenses. That's what it was. The defense that played yesterday, they left them cats in New Orleans.
They're in New Orleans. They're on Bourbon Street.
If I'm any of those players that play, I'm trying to call somebody. You got voodoo down there in New Orleans. Somebody took you and replaced you with somebody else. You need to go find the real you.
Yeah.
Who is the real defense?
Well, Hugh, all right, let's talk about that for a second, and then we'll go back to the phone lines. Three games this year, they have not played very well, right? They had some moments in the Falcon game and the Packer game, especially when they held them out of the end zone. But I would say three of the games this year, you look at the stats, you're like, ugh. And then one game, they played really well.
Because they were mad.
So right now, they're 3 out of 4. One out of four looking really good. I mean, it tells me that they're not a very good defense, but they have the ability if they want to.
Pride. That's, at this point, Joe, that's exactly what it is.
Well, in 2 weeks when they come out of a bye and they get to face the ghost of Deshaun Watson, they better play good defense.
Pride. I
mean, if that guy comes in here and scores points, it's over.
Pride, want to, accountability, all of that. Nobody had any of that yesterday.
No, they haven't. It looked bad. It looked as bad as the box score says. Self in North Philly. I think he's up now, ready to go. What's up, Self?
Oh, no, fellas. Hey, first off, I apologize for my horn. You know what I mean? I had an earphone in my ear and it died, so I lost contact with y'all.
All good. But got you now. What are you feeling?
I learned a couple things listening today, man. First of all, you never trust a man named Howard. You never believe nothing they say. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing I learned.
Second, 100%, man.
I don't understand Philly fans. One minute they saying Jalen got to stay in the pocket and stop running out the pocket so early. Next minute they saying he got to have pocket presence and know how to stay in the pocket. Pick the struggle, dog. Like, which one is it with y'all? I don't get Philly fans. Like, I don't understand y'all. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Now, here's where my apology coming at, Joe. I'm going to talk to you because you diplomatic. Hugh, I love you, man. Pause. We more alike than, I keep saying this, than what you even realize. But, Joe, have I not said to y'all on this show, number one, we went and got the mastermind of that soft defense and think we're going to win something or do something.
You have said that.
I told y'all we're going to come back to bite it.
And the Fangio defense so far, not impressive.
Right. Have I said to y'all, we go out and get a Dallas coordinator when Dallas couldn't get out of a playoff game, a first round, or get to the playoffs. Have I not said that to y'all?
You did. And by the way, Sal, before you go on, the other coordinator they were reportedly interested in was Cliff Kingsbury, who is down there in Washington right now, lighting it up with a rookie quarterback. So we got Kellen Moore. We didn't get Kingsbury.
Exactly. They getting yes people. Now, here's the did I not say to y'all, Jalen is who Jalen is. I expect for him to throw an interception or fumble the ball once per game now. It's his identity. It's who he is. If his first look is not there, he panics and he forces balls that he shouldn't. That is not that. You can coach that, but that's instinct. That's instinct. And this is what we're dealing with. And as far as Sirianni, I think he purposely trying to sabotage the team and get fired. That's what I think. And I kind of love him for it because he's telling everybody to kiss his ass. You know what I mean? Like, this is what's happening. And have I not said to y'all, and here's why I got to apologize to y'all, right? Because I was pissed when we let go Swift and picked up Saquon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Saquon, I apologize. He's a beast, right? But what did I say to y'all? I said, if we use him. I said all of this. So when I call in on the radio and I hear everybody saying what I done told y'all a month ago, you know what I mean? Nobody wanted to listen before the season even started. Now I'm hearing everybody say the same thing that I said. They're not using him. He's not going to be happy here soon. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they did use him a lot the first three games. Not as much yesterday. I mean, they did give him the ball a lot the first three games.
But that's because the Eagles are – I told Kyle, listen, Kyle is a true microwave generation product.
Kyle's an
idiot. I told him football – exactly. Football is a run-first sport. You open up the pass by running. The Eagles is the only team that don't seem to get that. They didn't get the memo. You got to run and use, like you said, you got to use Saquon Barkley and stop saying it was the defense that had us down 24-0. Because, yes, they did get scored on, but when the offense get on the field, aren't they supposed to score too?
Well, of course they are. They are. They're supposed to. Yeah, Self, and when we appreciate the call, that was a congratulations tour for Self by himself, to himself. I mean, he was right about a lot of those things. He kind of shares your sentiment that Sirianni's acting... I don't think he's sabotaging it on purpose. I think he's just not a good coach
Very, very self-aware.
So you think that chewing gum thing in the podium yesterday wasn't like an accident?
Self, you know what's funny? You know what's funny, Self? I told Joe... I mean, we have a lot of conversations off the air. And I told Joe today, I said, I think Coach is doing this on purpose. Because he's a smart man. I do not believe... We like to use the word dumb. I don't think Coach Sirianni's dumb. I really don't. But he's very, very self-aware. He knew... going into that press conference, that chewing gum would probably send the message that he wanted to send. I don't know what that message was, the fact that he sat there defensively, and they asked him what was going on, and he really didn't give you a whole lot.
It sounded like he didn't know.
He is a very strategic person, I believe. There's something going on. I hate to, and I still, don't get me wrong now, I'm still making my plans to make it to Louisiana. But when you start to see certain things happen, you tend to wonder what the hell's really going on. Like, Darius Slade coming out unsolicited, talking about his stat sheet. That was unsolicited. That feels unsolicited.
Well, you know what that was? He looked at his Twitter, people were ripping him, and he said, well, I'm good.
I don't know if it happened immediately after the game, but that's unsolicited, like, defense of your position. That sounds to me like that came from somebody else complaining about your play, coupled with what was being said about your play on social media. I'm a conspiracy dude. I'm a conspiracy brother.
I know.
And it feels like that's what this is. It's a lot of explaining for week four of the season.
Kyle, what do you buy with Hugh's conspiracy? Is Sirianni...
No, yeah, that's ridiculous.
You don't think so?
No, dude, what do you think, Sirianni's trying to get fired?
Sirianni is not a bubblehead. He's not. No, I know has moments where he's a bubblehead.
Many would disagree with that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This isn't like Belichick where like he's going to get fired and somebody's going to immediately offer him a job. This is last shot at being a head coach. He's not trying to get fired.
I think he's at the point where he's just, whatever's going on, he's tired. He's fed up.
Can I offer a solution?
What?
It's a simple one. If he wants to be fired, resign.
No, you won't get that bread.
Well, but he'll make my life better.
No. You got to get that bread, though. We got some bread we got to get. Bread has to be gotten.
His bread has nothing to do with me.
Let's be realistic in this. We're not walking away from $7 million. We're not doing that.
You say we're like I'm part of his team.
No, I'm just saying.
I wanted the team to win
football.
That's
not what you
games.
Do. If you want to... be the shot caller, big baller, whatever the case may be.
Shot caller, big baller, Nick Sirianni.
Well, no, he's not the shot caller. It feels like there's a lot going on, and he's not the one making the calls.
Well, speaking of that, let's hear from Jalen Hurts, because we've had a lot of conversation in this station about the relationship between Hurts and Sirianni. Is it in a healthy
Y'all
place?
Y'all better start listening to me, man. I know what I'm talking about. A little bit. Sometime. Maybe not this time.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
Doesn't this feel weird to y'all?
Of course. Well,
Out of all the press conferences, Coach Sirianni would have did himself a better service if he'd have started chewing gum last week.
Well, you know why?
When they won,
you know why it's absurd? It's
why?
Because Hugh, if he was really like that, standing on business, he would do what Doug did and refuse to accept the coordinators that the Eagles gave this offseason and said, no, how about you just fire me?
Nah.
He took a neutered role this year, Hugh.
He's half wearing fired anyway.
I think partly because he took the role is because it was cool in the beginning.
No, because he wants
something
his job,
Hugh. It ain't cool
he's
no more.
He's not trying to get fired. What are you talking about?
It ain't cool no more.
What's cool?
$7 million? $7 million is cool, Joe.
Oh, so he's just here for the paycheck?
Yes.
Get him out of here, then. All right.
Hear me out.
No, you're done.
Can we hear from Jalen Hurts? I'm losing my mind here. Can we hear from Jalen Hurts? Hugh, listen to this one. I thought this was a really good question. End of Jalen's press conference from Elliot about the idea of, hey, you guys are going to a bye, just coming off a bad loss. Do you and Nick talk about maybe the messaging to the team this week as the leaders? Listen to this one from Hurts about Sirianni.
Jalen, you and Nick are obviously big voices on the team as the head coach and the quarterback. As you enter the bye and you want to find an identity, do you two talk about maybe, you know, what you want the message to be to the team or how you kind of want to handle, you know, as you guys go into the second part of the year?
We have our moments.
That doesn't scream to you like something's wrong?
Oh, of course it does.
So I'm wrong for thinking the way that I'm thinking?
You're trying to tell us that our coach is purposely trying to get fired.
I'm not saying he's at a point where he doesn't care. I'm not saying he's trying to get fired. He's chewing gum at the press conference. What? You're chewing gum at a press conference after a game. You just got beat down. You chewing gum? You smacking. Like, that's not...
I felt like, again...
Does that ooze, like, confidence to anybody? You had the press conference smacking.
No one has confidence. Howard Eskin is the only one that believes the coach knows what he's doing at this point. Okay, and you got the head quarterback over here saying we have our moments. That's a layup question from Elliot. Like, yeah, we'll talk. We're going to have to, like, whatever he wants to say. Oh, my goodness gracious. And you were telling me they're getting in New Orleans.
They're getting in New Orleans. We're going to fix all these problems.
That dream is dead.
Listen, no, it's not. Yeah, it and is. I refuse to let you bring that negative energy in here. I'm going to give you, what's that? Some sage. I'm going to start burning sage in this studio.
You're already stinking up the joint with your lavender.
It's not even working. Like, you know what?
And we have guests today in the studio.
Talking
and
to you
here,
makes the lavender not work. Because it was
pungent,
supposed to
dude.
Calm. I was supposed to be calm.
It obviously didn't work.
I am not calm. You are not making me calm, Kyle Quinn. I'm not calm. But I'm getting to New Orleans. That's happening.
Here, you work with me. You should never expect me to calm you down.
Listen, coach, if y'all listening, we got how many days?
Till the next game?
Yes,
13.
Okay.
It's a bye
math,
week.
Math. We got 13 days. Joe.
I'm pretty good at math.
Joe, stop laughing. Stop laughing.
Well, you know they have a bye week.
We got 13. I forgot. Because I was like, seven?
Oh, no.
I
can't handle a football game this weekend. I need a week off from this
game. We got 13 days. Take a little time off. Get your mind right, and we're going to beat up Cleveland, and that's going to be the start.
Well, actually,
we're going to score like 40 points.
Well, they're not all about that, but they'll beat Cleveland.
40 points. We're going to light it up. AJ is going to be healthy. Devontae Smith is going to be healthy. We're going to light it up, and we're going to get this thing right back on track. We're going to be in the sweet spot of our season.
I'll take a 23-17 win. I'm going to do 40.
And everybody's going to forget about the chewing gum at the press conference.
No, they won't.
We're going to forget about the accountability. We're going to forget about the accountability tweets.
No.
And we're going to let Darius Slay live. We're not going to kill Darius Slay on this show.
How does it feel to live with your head in the sand?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
I have an agenda. No, it's living. It's not living with my head in the sand. It's living with an agenda. I have an agenda. And my agenda right now is Louisiana.
I'm telling you, Hugh, you can get there. Personal vacation, first week of February.
No, I am still in a good spot. It does feel kind of weird.
How are you in a good spot?
Wait a minute. Let me finish. We're 2-2. Commanders are 3-1.
And they're better.
I don't get
That's weird to say.
I know.
The Commanders are 3-1 and at the top of the division.
And they have a better quarterback right now. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Well, you know, just living with Hugh over here with his head in the sand. Howard defending the coach. I don't even know what's going on. I've lost control, Terrence.
I told Kyle I'm tapering down my expectations on the Eagles this year, and I'm just embracing for the Phillies in this playoff run. Here's the thing. We got Sirianni saying that he didn't have his team ready when you got all week to prepare, and you know Tampa Bay stumped you out in the playoffs the previous year. And you come out and you're straight flat. Jalen Hurts, I think I texted you this, Joe. He has no pocket awareness at all. Like, he doesn't step up in the pocket. Usually a quarterback, they would feel like somebody breathing on their neck. He doesn't feel nothing. He holds the ball out. He doesn't, after his first read, he just stuck. So I feel like with the ascension of the Redskins and these guys coming up, I feel like we're in trouble, and I feel like the question is going to be, if we keep going the way we're going, the question is going to be, can Jalen Hurts and Sirianni coexist? I'm telling you, if we keep going down the stretch we're going, that's going to be the question, and one of these guys is going to be out of here, most likely, it's going to be the chew gum and Sirianni.
I agree.
Chew gum.
Yeah, gum chewing. Chew gum. No, he's a chew gummer. He feels like a chew gummer today.
And I feel like these guys, I hear everybody say all the time, these guys are young. These guys are in a prime. But I feel like this is going to be another wasted season. Last year was a wasted season.
No, we ain't wasted season. Don't feel like that, Terrence. It's not.
25 and 26, Hugh.
It's not, like, Terrence.
Hugh Douglas's agenda.
Terrence, we are 2-2.
That's We're not
two
good.
But how do we look at 2-2? We have no identity on offense or defense. Fangio didn't have these guys ready at all.
Yeah.
That vanilla defense he's playing. He's playing off of the receivers getting cooked, having Baker look like the second coming of Joe Montana is ridiculous. Like, offense or defense, we have no identity on either side of the ball. And I feel like you have Saquon Barkley, and even when A.J. and Smith come back, it's going to take Jalen Hurts time to get back in the flow with these guys, and he's going to still be messing up, turning the ball over, and we know that.
Well, that's become the pattern, Terrence, and we appreciate the phone call. I mean, it's a pattern. He turns the ball over every single week.
See, and now, like, people are starting to help me with this because this makes sense now.
Oh, here we go.
A lot of people chew gum. Number one reason to chew gum is to control their emotions. I believe this. The second reason, chew fast and smack to control their anger. That makes sense to me.
So
shout out to my man, D-Gun.
Do you suggest that I chew gum during the show?
No, that's a D-Gun study. I got to get that. You know, I got to give D-Gun the credit, OG the credit for that one, because I didn't
come up with
that.
Isn't it also to prevent nausea?
But I said it was purposeful.
I need some gum.
I did say it was purposeful, but I thought it was for the other reason, like he was just trying to get fired. But that makes sense, because he was so upset, he was trying to control his anger.
I'm going to bring a whole box of gum to the pregame show in 2 weeks for everyone there, just so we don't have to get angry watching the Eagles play.
I can't chew it, though, because these veneers pop out. But I ain't trying to go see the doc, because them things pop out.
You haven't been to the dentist in a while.
No, I had to go. Matter of fact, I got a phone call. I need to go pick up my new mouthpiece.
Is it a break, or you just need a new one?
No, because I have – I don't even want to say it, because Kyle's going – But I have issues, and I need to...
Please elaborate.
No.
I think I have issues is a good drop good enough on its own. That's a good one. All right. Oh, that's a good one. Can I make a quick friendly suggestion? Because I know you want to go to New Orleans.
I'm going. We're going. Well, no, the Eagles and I are going.
So you ever hear of a hedge?
You remember this. Remember to clip this one.
Mm-hmm.
We making it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to be bullish.
You can save that. And then when they get there in 3 years, you could say, I told you so. So Hugh, I have a suggestion.
What you got?
So if the Eagles make the Super Bowl, we'll go and we'll do the shows there, right? That's your number one plan.
Yes.
I would make a backup plan. I would take a week of vacation. I'd put for the hotel in now, just in case the Eagles aren't there. You still could go if you want.
It's not the same.
I know.
It needs to be. We all need to go.
I would love to.
We all need to be there as a cohesive unit, as a fan base, all of that.
The last three times they went, you kind of knew at this point of the season we had a special team. It doesn't feel like that, does it?
There is something to that.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I wasn't here for the one we actually won. But
they were 4-0. Or just they were 3-1.
Yeah, yeah. And Carson did have that, was that MVP status year.
They had a magical, usually when this team is great, they have magical starts.
Yeah, but I will say this. Well, I don't want to say that because it looks like right now Minnesota has the mojo.
They look like they do.
They look like early on.
Go back to your agenda. It's all right. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phones coming up here. React to yesterday's loss to Tampa. Plus some audio from Jaws postgame on the performance of Jalen Hurts and Tom Brady's instant reaction to watching him turn the ball over yet again. Your calls, who you blaming the most. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Well, thank you, Kyle. Yes, it is my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Hugh. Eagles did not give me a very happy birthday Monday to talk about. I was hoping for a win here.
Happy birthday.
We didn't get that. We did get some pizza here we're having. So thank you, everyone at WIP, for the pizza and the fun atmosphere. Except the team was not a very fun team yesterday. They go down 33-16 yesterday. We got some cupcakes here, too. Wow, you guys are cheering me up. You're making me feel better than we did to start the show today. We got cupcakes in here. We got pizza. We got birthday music. Can we be done talking about the Eagles after yesterday? I guess we can't.
Right? Oh, no, we're going to milk this one about 2 more weeks. Yeah. We got 2 more weeks.
Well, you know what I can't wait for? And we'll get to it at 1, the Phillies a little bit. I can't wait for playoff baseball coming up to distract us from the Eagles. But we can only get so far away from them because yesterday was not good. 33-16, the Eagles lose. And one of the big plays you yesterday in the game was the Jalen Hurts fumble. They actually, well, one of his fumbles, the one they lost. They were about to get back in the game. Right? Mm-hmm. They were down 2 scores when Hurts fumbled. I think that snap was from the 19-yard line. He dropped back. There was pressure. And, you know, he obviously, you know, could not hold on to the football. Let's hear Tom Brady on the call. How it sounded in real time. Brady on Hurts as the fumble happened and the Eagles gave the football up.
As we go back to the turnover, Tyvee.
Well, it's a good call by Bowles. Instead of rushing these outside guys, he drops them, and now he's got Lavonte David running through. Saquon's got to pick him up. But part of the development of a quarterback is learning how to take care of the football. Lavonte's right around Hurts. Hurts steps up. They got to get rid of it. You just got to feel that pressure. And, again, that's the next part of the evolution of playing is I love making big plays, but I got to eliminate bad plays.
Hugh, what'd you make of Brady's breakdown? I mean, the way he talked about how you got to feel that pressure, that's probably what Brady was better at than almost anyone. He always felt it around him.
You know, if a guy's that close to you and he doesn't get you, he's coming back because that's what we're taught to do as defensive linemen. He was very kind in his assessment, more so than he was when he talked about Baker Mayfield. He kind of was snippy when it came to Baker and the way that he assessed some of the throws that he made, even though he was making some pretty good throws. But he's right. Jalen, I don't know what he was thinking because it almost like he clutched it again and was like trying to launch it. You got to get rid of that. That plays, you can only take what the defense gives you, and at that point you're under duress. Got to get rid of football. Have to get rid of it.
I mean, those were the kind of plays that were the demise of Carson Wentz as his time ended here in Philadelphia. He just held on to the ball too long. He turned it over. He didn't have situational and pocket awareness. And Jalen, you know, like we keep saying if the turnovers stop, but you watch him, it's like, how are they going to stop if he doesn't sense the moment? Like, it's not just a bad decision. Like, it's one thing to say, don't throw in a double coverage, right? That's easy for me to say. He's got to sense that inherently. Isn't there a clock in his head that says, like, I got to get the ball out?
I think what happened in that instance, you're right. There was an opportunity to get back in the game. Jalen was trying to get back in the game. I hate to say it like this, but I think this is the only way you can say it. You have to know your limitations. You have to know who you are. Right now, as of right now, these last few games, it doesn't look like Jalen is as special as we thought he was.
I think that's very fair to say. I mean, I think most people feel that.
Jalen looks average right now. Coach Bowles does a great job of making average quarterbacks look average. That's a fact. I knew going into this game, and I said it last week, this is a lot to ask of Jalen with his top guys out because of that fact. Because I knew Coach Bowles was going to bring a lot of people after him. And he did that. He confused him a lot. That's not to say that Jalen can't read defenses and things like that. Coach Bowles has a lot of different exotic blitzes that he likes to run. A lot of different formations and fronts that he liked to show you. He showed you that yesterday. Jalen held the ball a little bit too long. He overthrew some receivers early in the game because he didn't know. He didn't know. It's tough. That's tough on anybody. But Coach Bowles, again, did a good job of making Jalen look mortal.
Let's hear Jaws on the play, breaking it down after the game, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Tom Brady, who's we can argue is not or is the greatest of all time, you know, I think he is. He said it probably five times during that telecast.
Hey.
There's no sense of urgency from Jalen in the pocket. That's the essence of playing the quarterback position. If the coaches are so great that every single play, they can call a play to get A.J. open or get Devontae open or get Dallas open, then you know, he'll be great because that's the number one read. They get open, you complete it. But when he has to go 1, 2, 3, 4, goes his progression, you don't have time to do it. He doesn't do it quick enough to get the ball out of his hand.
You've talked about that mental clock in a quarterback's head. That's got to be, you know, when you get to two, the ball's got to
be out. You can't stand there just standing the field.
Either he doesn't have that clock or it's just not ticking right.
He's just not taking.
Yeah, the clock, we need to get that clock tuned up because it's not moving the way it needs to be moving here. Let's go to Rob at Delco. What's up, Rob?
Joe, Hugh, Kyle, what's up, boys?
Hey, Rob, what's up, what are we feeling today?
Listen, I'm gonna start off with a little analogy, Hugh. Like you like to do. So I was just getting my evaluation at work, right? And I told my boss, Joe, I said, "Yeah, I've been late for the last month, like." You know, some of these guys have been playing bad. Who is it, CJ, GJ, or whatever? And I'm like, I've been late for the last month. I haven't been doing my job. But guess what? You know, for like the last 6 years, I've been doing a good job. Who the hell cares? It's what you're doing now. You know what I mean? It's how you're being evaluated now. I've been late for the last month. They should fire my you-know-what. I'm not doing my job. But wait. I'm resting on my laurels from, like, you know, previous seasons or things like that. It's like, come on. Like, who would do that? You'd be gone. They'd get ready, Joe.
Yeah, it sounds like the Darius Slay tweet to me.
I could care less.
I could care less how many Pro Bowls he made with the Lions. Like, what does it have to do with now?
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, it was Slay. Exactly. I'm thinking, like, could you imagine me doing that on my evaluation? You know, like, yeah, I've been late for the last month or two. I'm not doing my job. But hell, look at me the previous years. You know what I mean? Go back to my stats, you know, boss. I mean, it's like, come on.
That's the captain. He's the captain, though. They made him a captain.
I know, but it's a bad look. I mean, it is a bad look.
He's
it wouldn't
captain.
Work. He's right. Rob's right. It wouldn't work in any other aspect of life.
But
you're a salesperson.
No.
You have a bad quarter. You're like, well, 3 years ago, I was good. No one cares.
He's the captain.
Yeah.
Made him
and
captain.
Listen, I'm going to bring up a name. I know. He tells you the environment that we're in. Tells you how bad it is. That's what it tells us. And I know your point you're trying to say. But here's my point. I'm going to call him Howie Mandel right now. When are we going to start putting some heat on Howie Mandel as the GM? You know what I mean? Like, I know he's not going nowhere, Joe, as long as the owner's here. But when are we going to, just like with Dombrowski and Austin Hayes and Emilio Estevez as the closer and Tanner Banks, when are we going to start going after these guys, you know, above Sirianni?
Yeah, Rob, I think it is. Rob, I think it's fair. It hasn't come up that much, a little bit. And we appreciate the call the last week. Howie's going to come under more of the microscope. Sirianni's under it now. Hurts is under it now. But the person who built the team is Howie. And I love Howie. And I think he's a future Hall of Fame executive. But this is not the best roster he's ever put together. And he made some mistakes. I mean, the draft picks, the defensive draft picks. Nolan Smith looks invisible. Bryce Huff, who, you know, we keep waiting to do something, hasn't done anything yet. Howie's not above blame for this. This is the roster he created. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls in the 1 o'clock hour. And we'll take a look at the playoff picture. The regular season is over. 95 wins for the Phillies. They play Saturday against who? We'll know by the end of the day. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.